Good morning and welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast. So we do these week by week, and I stopped doing them day by day. I started doing them week by week, one on a Saturday all the way through, and then another one on the next Saturday and the next Saturday and the next Saturday, blah, blah, blah. As you can imagine, that's kind of reduced a lot of these podcasts down, which is great, but it's making you more, it should make you more accountable. I set you some goals, and I say to you, right, you set your goals on a Saturday. So you set the goals last Saturday, you wrote them down, and this week you've gone through them, yes? If you haven't, then you need to be accountable for that. Yeah, you need to set yourself these goals and move forward on the goals. I have again achieved another goal this week. I have moved forward this week and I've achieved my goals. I set my goals every Saturday. Every Saturday I set a series of goals and then I go for it and then I achieve it by the following week. If you're not setting goals, then you're basically just walking a path randomly. You're walking your life path randomly and then just hoping something's going to come along, hoping something's going to work, hoping something's going to kind of, you know, all of a sudden kind of put you back on the right path. It's not going to happen unless you set these goals, unless you make yourself accountable for achieving those goals. Goals can be small, goals can be large, goals can be massive if you want them to be, so long as they are realistic. And that's the biggest thing, is making your goals realistic, making your goals achievable, but don't make them too simple. Simple goals are easy to achieve, and they don't really motivate. They don't really kind of give you that motivation to keep going, because, oh, that's easy. I just did that. That's not a problem. That's not a goal. That's just an achievement, which is great. It's great. You achieved it. But it's not really a goal that has challenged you. You need a goal that challenges you. You need a goal that kind of sets you on a pathway to actually learning and changing. You know, not physically or mentally, you need that goal that changes you. So you set goals to lose weight. I set my goals a few months ago to lose weight. And I went through my goal and I pushed it and pushed it and pushed it, and I set the plan out and I set a weight management plan and I got all the stuff ready and I just went for it. And I did it. I lost 3 stone. And that is a massive achievement for me. So now I'm maintaining it, and now I'm starting to feel that I can maintain it without going back. Because so many times, especially with weight management, I talk to a lot of people about weight management, and their biggest struggle is the fact that they can do it for a while, and then all of a sudden they drop back. And then it all starts again, and that cycle all starts again. But that's because they are not accountable. You have to make yourself accountable to your goals. If you make yourself accountable, I made myself accountable for losing my weight. And I had a weight buddy that helped me, that made me accountable every week, every day, in some way or form. I had to report in. I had to say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. That's what a weight buddy is. It kind of helps you It, like I said, it makes you accountable. Because if I go back to that person and say, no, I ain't done nothing this week, then they're going to say, no, well, why? And they're going to ask me those questions. And they're going to kind of go, well, not really, you know. They're going to keep me motivated. They're going to keep me moving. And that's, I want them to be happy, as happy for me as I am for me. And the only way I can do that is make myself accountable, is make sure I achieve my goals. So whatever your goals, find yourself some way of being accountable to achieve that goal. And that, to me, is the key. Find yourself some physical way of making yourself accountable to achieve that goal. In whatever aspect it is, whatever goals you're setting, doesn't matter. I did it on weight management. I set those goals. I've done it on my online shopping club. I've set my goals and I'm starting to achieve my goals. And I'm making myself accountable. So again, I have somebody that's there and I'm making myself accountable to that person. Every time I speak to that person, I have to tell that person exactly what I've done and what I haven't done. And that's where it comes down to. Set the goals, make yourself accountable, tell that person if you've done it or not done it. And if you want to tell me, you can message me through this podcast. Make yourself accountable to me. You can message me, you can send me a message. I'll put my email on the bottom of this podcast. Make sure that you become accountable. Having that in place can help you achieve far more than sitting there and going, yeah, I know I'm going to do that. But, because you will always say the word, but, I have got something else to do right now. And that's procrastination. And we as human beings are notorious for procrastination. We can sit there, we write all these stuff down, and we say, well, I'll do that, and I'll do that, and I'll do that, but I'll do that first. Well, what's more important? Your goals or watching a bit of the Idiot Box sitting in the corner? What's more important than your goals than sitting there on Facebook? What's more important than your goals than sitting there on LinkedIn? If you use Facebook and LinkedIn for your business, great. But don't use it as pleasure. Don't use it as that. Because then that will take away the fact that you're not heading towards your goals, because you'll end up sitting there going, watching a bit of the Idiot Box in the corner or on Facebook, watching all the stupid TikTok videos, all this ridiculously rubbish videos of different people doing stupid things. And then by the time it comes to you, you'll realize that you've been on the internet or we've been watching TV for 2 to 3 hours, where that 2 to 3 hours now you're not going to put into your goal. Make yourself accountable for your actions. I actually set myself an app on my phone that registers how many hours that I would be on Facebook or on the internet. And if it goes above 2 hours a day, it tells me. And I don't want to be on the internet for more than 2 hours a day, if I can avoid it. But I do use Facebook and I do use LinkedIn for my business. So business-wise, I have to be on there for longer. But pleasure-wise, as soon as I've done my business on the internet, I'm off. I don't sit there watching stupid videos. I don't sit there watching the TikToks and all the rubbish that's on there. Because I want to achieve my goal. And my goal comes in two things. My goal is to... My goal is to have a dog training center. But I think that's the only way I can explain it, is a dog training center. It'd be different than that. It'd be more of a psychology center and gun dog training. And that's my goal. That's my goal. And that goal has been took away from me quite a few times. And people have knocked me down and pushed me down and pushed me back. And every time I've tried to move forward towards it, then people have knocked me down. So I've had that goal in sight for about 20 odd years, and it's always been there in my sight. And sometimes I get closer to it and then something happens and I get pushed back, but I've never lost the flame for it. I've never lost the passion for it. I've never lost that. And I'm going to get that. And the other side of my goal is to have enough money so I can start actually donating. Donating to rescues. Donating to the rescues that need it. So I'm introducing the whole putting those two things together, and that's become my ultimate goal. And I will achieve that goal. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Doesn't matter how many times I get knocked back. Doesn't matter. I don't care. I've got to that point now when I'm 51 and I don't care. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what people, how people perceive me. I don't care. Because I have that goal. And that goal is going to give me, when I achieve that goal, not if, when I achieve that goal, I know what that's going to feel like. Because I've already experienced it. In my mind, in my heart, I've already experienced what that's going to feel like. And how that's going to feel. And the reason I've experienced it and how I've experienced it is using the meditation. When I go into meditation, when I use meditation, I'm using it to create the right mindset, the passion, everything I need to achieve that goal and move towards that goal. I need to know what it feels like to achieve that goal, because if I don't know what it feels like to achieve that goal, then I'm not going to move towards it. If I sit there and say that goal's scary, then I'm never going to get towards it. If I sit there and I go, yeah, I can remember that feeling that I curated through the meditation and got to that goal. Because it's all about projection. It's all about you seeing and feeling what you need to feel at that point. And once you feel what it feels like to actually achieve a goal, even if you're not there yet, that motivates you. That gets you so fired up to achieve it. But you will never, ever let that go. I've never let go of my dreams. I've never let go of my goals. My goals are there and they've always been there. For over 20 plus years, that goal has been there. And that goal is going to be achieved. Fire yourself up. Use the meditation. Use the power of your mind. Your mind is a powerful, powerful tool. Don't waste it on bloody TikTok and Facebook and the idiot box sitting in the corner. Don't waste it. Do not waste your life doing something that is not going to make you feel good in the end, because Facebook, internet, it doesn't make you feel good. Set your goals this week. Make yourself accountable to your friend, your family, whatever. Make yourself accountable to me if you like. I'm not going to force you to do that, but make yourself accountable. Make yourself accountable to somebody. Tell them what you have written down today to achieve by next Saturday. And then go back to them next Saturday and say what you've achieved and what you haven't achieved. And if you've got somebody saying, well, you didn't do very well, did you? So what's next? You're going to want to do it because you don't want that. You don't want somebody going, you didn't do it, did you? I want somebody going, well done. Excellent. Fantastic. What's next? Because that's what I do in my coaching. I want to make sure that people understand. They can come back to me and say, well, I didn't really do it. I'm not going to be happy with it. I will help them, but I'm not going to be happy with it. I'm not going to kind of go all kind of, oh, well, bless you, that's okay, don't panic. I want to know why they didn't do it. I want to know what they did with their time and then why they didn't achieve that goal. I'm not going to knock them down, but I'm going to want to know why. And I'm going to get them to set it again and do it again. And if they don't do it again, I'm going to do it again, do it again, do it again. But it only gives people so many chances. Because if I don't give people an X amount of chances, then they're just going to procrastinate and just keep doing it. Well, I can go back to him and he doesn't really push me. I'm going to push you. I'm going to make sure that you get it. You've got one life. This isn't a dress rehearsal. You've got one life. If you're not achieving your goals and you're not where you want to be right now, then go for it. You have the power to achieve absolutely anything in life. Whatever anybody says to you, because I don't worry about what anybody else says to you. You have the power to achieve anything in your life. Anything. And anything worth having isn't going to come easy. Anything worth happening is not going to come easy. So, work hard, set the goals, have accountability. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you there. You take care. Have a great, great week. And I shall speak to you next week. And at that point, I know that you're going to achieve your goals, right? Yes. Well done. Okay, guys, speak to you soon. Take care. Stay safe.
Welcome to another beautiful day on this earth. May we take the next 10 minutes and gift ourselves a moment of internal connection to the energy that is within us. Let's begin today by taking a comfortable seated position on your mat or on the floor, legs crossed in front of you. Let us rest our hands in our lap. Elbows relaxed. Close your eyes and take this opportunity to simply connect with your breath. Inhale and exhale. Let us welcome this beautiful new day that has come upon us, waking up to the feeling of being alive. Grateful to be here, to be able to breathe, to feel, and to be in the presence of the sun, the moon, and the earth. Inhale and exhale, breathing in peace, breathing in calm, breathing in love, joy, passion. Feel the sensations of each breath that you take, how it supports you, how it supports your body, your life. With your exhale, open your heart to gratitude. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this time to disconnect and reconnect that deeper vibration and frequency that pulses within you. The frequency of love, freedom, joy, kindness, compassion. Breathe in and let it go. Give yourself permission to let go deeper into this beautiful meditative state, feeling the sensations of your body and mind, letting go of what's to come today, and simply finding an opportunity to give thanks for this breath, this moment, this life. Inhale, exhale. Open yourself to whatever comes through this meditation. Whenever you catch your mind beginning to think of the future, of the next moment. Bring it back to yourself through that connection to the breath of life. Inhale. And exhale. May this day be a clean slate for your mind, for your being, for your actions, and for your thoughts. May this day bring you peace and an opportunity to start anew. Breathe in and welcome the beautiful renewed energy that is within you and all around you. In and out. Feel the energy. Feel the breath. Feel this moment. And in this state of true presence and blissful awareness, let us gently introduce a morning mantra to manifest and welcome positive and healing energy to guide us through the day to come. Repeating this mantra in your mind, or simply using it if you begin to feel your mind wandering off into thought and worry. Today is a beautiful day of opportunity. I am exactly where I need to be. I open myself to the universe and trust in the unfolding of my life. Today is a beautiful day of opportunity. I am exactly where I need to be. I open myself to the universe and trust in the unfolding of my life. Repeat this mantra as much as you like, or simply enjoy this moment of stillness and connection to all that you are. Today is a beautiful day of opportunity. I am exactly where I need to be. I open myself to the universe and trust in the unfolding of my life. Now it's time to slowly come back to our breath. Inhale and exhale. Slowly returning to your body, to your mantra, to yourself. Take a deep breath in. and let it go. Feel your body. Feel your love, your presence. Feel your energy that is vibrating within you, filling you with positive, radiant light to continue the rest of your day, reminding you that no matter how your day may unfold today, this beautiful, peaceful energy is here with you at all times. You simply need to find a moment to still the mind and reconnect to it whenever you need it. It's here for you, always by your side. One with you and the universe. Thank you so much for being here, for connecting with yourself and the higher energy that exists within you. May you have a beautiful rest of your day. From my heart to yours, namaste.